Some of these
all
buildings
around,
yeah.
all around New York, buildings like this started as single family homes and then became apartment buildings as the demand increased for that. What do you address?
You're looking for a specific address here.
Yes, number 58.
It's got the lights on even.
So I don't think I should step on the steps there. We should gather on this and I'll leave that part of the sidewalk open.
Yep. So what street is this?
This is 120th.
120. We're at
120th Street.
Right.
Just tighten up and leave the sidewalk open for pedestrians.
You want Eric up the front as well.
I do.
He's a long way back.
To talk about the architecture.
Okay, well, we wait till he comes.
Yeah, well, we'll get started and then hopefully he'll jump in.
Yep, yep.
All right, guys, yeah.
If not in this area, then the next street. Same thing, the houses are very beautiful.
Yeah. And if you guys want to come around a little bit.
Come around a bit so you can hear better.
We're talking about this street here.
Let's get cozy. It's cold out here. Come
on. Yeah. I didn't really do that.
Yes, this is a former building owned by, I believe she lived here in the year 2000, Dr. Maya Angelou. Now, if you know a little bit about her, you know the doctor in her name has been disputed by certain people after she passed. She received a lot of honorary degrees from various universities. I saw the list, it's like 20 plus universities have given her honorary degrees. So she's Dr. Maya Angelou in my opinion. You've read the book.
Yeah.
That covers her life up to 17 years old. She wrote 7 autobiographies.
Right.
10 books of poetry. Numerous screenplays. I was talking to Marissa about the firsts. She was the first African-American woman to have a screenplay she wrote produced. That was done in Sweden. I can give you the title of that as well.
Delta Blues?
That was Georgia.
Georgia.
That she wrote. Delta Blues, she was the first African-American woman to direct a major motion picture, and that was Delta Blues. And as you know from the book, she was the first African-American woman to be a conductor of a streetcar
in
San Francisco.
That's right.
Which when I read that, I closed the book and went online to go, is this all true? That's just too amazing. But yeah, she lived here for a while. And she, in this neighborhood, when she came to the neighborhood, she started going to the Writers Guild of Harlem. That's where she met James Baldwin, and people that really encouraged her to become a writer. So, you know, she was all these other
earlier.
Things. Much earlier. She was all these other things already, you know. She'd been a dancer. She'd been an actor. She'd been on Broadway, you know. She was a Tony nominated, you know, actor. She was a what? I'm sorry.
Yes.
Yeah, you mentioned that earlier.
Yeah. She had a variety of careers, and you know, poverty leads us to just basically find whatever the heck we can possibly do, and then eventually she managed to find her way to writing, and thank God.
But having that diverse life,
America needs
all those experiences. they convinced her to sit down and write it down. And when she started, she never stopped. And she gave us so much in poetry and books. And I actually want to read one of my favorite poems by Maya Angelou, And Still I Rise. May I?
Please, absolutely. We only know one of her poems, and that was Waking in New York.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I read that because I wanted to find a definite connection in her writing with New York. That's the only one I could find.
I believe she read this one out for, this is one of her most amazing pieces of work, but it's also one that she read out for Clinton's inauguration.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's called Still I Rise. You may write me down in history with your bitter, twisted lies. You may trod me in the very dirt, but still like dust I rise. Does my sassiness upset you? Why are you so beset with gloom? 'Cause I walk like I've got oil wells pumping in my living room.
just like moon and like suns with the certainty of tides, just like hope springing high, still I rise. Did you want to see me broken? Bowed head and lowered eyes, shoulders falling down like teardrops, weakened by my soulful cries. Does my haughtiness offend you? Don't you take it awful hard, 'cause I laugh like I've got gold mines digging in my own backyard. You may shoot me with your words, you may cut me with your eyes, you may kill me with your hatefulness, but still, like air, I rise. Does my sexiness upset you? Does it come as a surprise that I dance like I've got diamonds at the meeting of my thighs? Out of the huts of history's shame, I rise. Up from a past that's rooted in pain, I rise. I'm a black ocean, leaping and wide, welling and swelling, I bear in the tide. Leaving behind nights of terror and fear, I rise. Into a daybreak that's wondrously clear, I rise. Bringing the gifts that my ancestors gave, I am the dream and the hope of the slave. I rise, I rise, I rise.
Beautiful. Wow. Thank you very much.
Dr. Maya Angelou.
Yeah. Wonderful.
And I don't think...
We'll keep going.
Okay, there's other areas with housing like this. I really want him to talk about the architecture. But
okay.